I'm afraid I have to start this service by being the bearer of some really sad news. Lloyd Graham, who was a devoted member of our church for many, many years, unfortunately passed away on Friday night. And so we're just asking that our prayers as a church family, are with Sue and the rest of Lloyd's family during this time of grieving. So some really sad news, but let's just pray for them and hold them there. And now let's pray. Loving God, today we remember. We remember those who gave it all for a greater cause. We remember that peace is not to be taken for granted. And we remember that through your love, we may experience peace within. We pray that your peace and that your calming is with Sue and the rest of Lloyd's family during this time of pain and grieving. And today, God, we pray that you are with us during this time of worship, and that we may experience something of your reassuring love, grace, and peace. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to watch the bulletin now. But before we do, I've just got a quick notice, kind of additional notice to give. I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who came out to the church lunch last week. It was so amazing to see you all. It was so amazing to get there. Also, thank you to everyone who made it possible, who set it all up. It was great. It was really, really good. And it went so well that we're going to do it monthly now. So the first weekend, first Sunday of every month, we're going to do it after the morning service. And so the next date will be December the 4th after the morning service. So put it in your diaries, yourself along. It would be great to see you there. Fantastic. Let's watch the bulletin. Oh, I just realised I've messed up. I've made a mistake.
What's up?
Well, you know how Tim last week read out all of the notices before the bulletin, and then they were on the bulletin straight after that?
I did notice that, yeah.
Well, I've just read out that last week, following the morning service, we had a fantastic church lunch made up of jacket potatoes for the main course and apple crumble for dessert. It was so nice to bless everyone there with a warm meal, including some people who are on the fringes of church. Don't worry if you're feeling like you missed out, though. We're going to do it all again next month. It will be after the morning service on the 4th of December, so make sure to get it in your diaries. We can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, I see. That's really embarrassing now, isn't it?
Exactly. Myself and Ben also launched a new breakfast club last Friday. This runs out of the Restore Shop and aims to give students a place to stay warm, get a healthy breakfast, and have a chat whilst on their way to school on a Friday morning. This has so much potential, and we're really excited to see where God is taking this. So we just ask that you hold this project and its participants in your prayers. Restore are putting together a nativity play this year, but a different kind of nativity. This will be a nativity that is set in Cumbria. There is a meeting this Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Restore Shop where they will be assigning roles and running through the script. If this is something you're interested in getting involved with and want more details, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. CAP are planning to give each household a big bag of hope, which contains a few festive goodies and the ingredients to have a hope-filled Christmas, including vouchers for groceries and gas and electric. To make this happen, they really need donations, so if you're able to give something towards this cause, it would be greatly appreciated. Either use these details on the screen or contact John Cook in the CAP office. Finally, we have some exciting news regarding our PMC treasurer. As most of you will know, Patricia, who has been amazing at looking after the PMC finances over the last few years, will be stepping down from the role. And we'd firstly like to thank her for all that she's done. Now, we've been praying for someone to fill this role, and it didn't look like anyone was going to fill it in. But then, just as the three wise men entered the barn where the baby Jesus lay, in came Shane, Chris, and Steve, who have agreed to form a finance team and take on the different functions of the role between them. With Sarah's help, of course. We're really excited about this and just pray God's blessing over them as they lead us in the management of our finances going forwards. That's the bulletin for this week. Keep sending everything you wish to be announced on these videos. We love feeding it back to the church and its community. And as always, if you need more details on what's going on in the life of PMC, check out the weekly info section on our website or follow us on Facebook. Now, God bless and see you next time.
Please stand or sit as you feel able as we worship.
In the darkness we run away, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes, to fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King. Kingdom coming, and to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation, you did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering, you rose to the other side, knowing this was our salvation, Jesus for our sake you died. Praise the Spirit, free. water you've turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. You shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is here. Awesome in power, our God. What do you turn into wine? Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. You shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. There's none like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. That you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God is sweeter, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, and if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Stronger, God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power.
Lord, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we need fear no evil, for you are with us. Lord, only in that to the waiting of our hope and our light. Till from heaven you can rally the mercy in our hearts, fulfill the law of practice. Lord, we are so blessed to have found you. Lord, you have always known us from the beginning of time. Lord, you've known us before we were formed in the womb. And Lord, you know us now. How blessed we are to have you, our strength, our rock, our fortress, Lord, and we come running to you. We reach out to you. We ask that you scoop us up, comfort us, help us through our losses, our partings. Bring us, Lord, into that tranquil place of assurance, assurance of salvation, assurance of eternity with you, where we will be reunited, where we will be united with Christ, we will be reunited with Jesus, where we will know no pain or suffering. Lord, we pray for all who feel grief at this time most keenly. Lord, we pray for Sue and all of Lloyd's family. Hold them in your arms and bless them, we pray. All here who grieve. And Lord, we pray for all and each, every one not present today that we know that may be struggling in some way. Lord, we pray that they may too know the assurance and the reassurance of your presence in their lives. Lord, may we be an extension of your love to those people. And Lord, thank you for your great mercies over us, your great blessings over us. Help us, Lord, even as we walk through dark or difficult times, to see that you are there, the light shining upon us, giving us hope, bringing us freedom, and bringing us joy. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray that this great blessing that many of us know may be one that we know keenly today, and that it may be shared to everyone who in any way is involved with Penrith Methodist Church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Okay, young people, it's your time. If you are of primary school age, so the little ones, you can go out the back with Tracy there. Or if you're slightly older, secondary school age, we've got the wonderful Sarah and Gareth up the top there, so they'll be round in the Beacon Room. So feel free to go out. And do we have any big kids? Naomi, you can go as well if you want, if you don't want to listen to me. Okay, fantastic. We're going to hear from someone now who has very kindly come today. Her name is Polina. And she is a Ukrainian refugee. She's come over here, escaping the conflict over there, and she's staying here in Cumbria. She's very kindly... Lena, would you like to come up? I'll move this out of the way. Oh, thank you. There we are. Thank you. Have a seat. Oh, so... First of all, thank you so much for coming in today. It's just an absolute pleasure to have you here. So the first question I've got for you is, can you tell us a little bit about your story and how the conflict in Ukraine has affected you?
My name is...
It should be on, yeah.
My name is Polina. Okay.
Sorry, yeah, we're just sorting it out. Andrew just gave me the signal for 2 minutes. Try it now.
Thank you.
Oh. There we go, yes.
Hello. My name is Polina. I'm from Ukraine. I'm very glad to see you. Before my story, I'm sorry for my English because my English is not so good. And I hope you understand me. I am 44. I am from Kyiv, And now I present you my reality. My reality is Ukraine, and Ukraine now is in a war, but it's later. Before war, I was in trade, and before war, I with my friend we organized our private firm in marketing researching. It's before war, and how war attacked for me, da? Very war is very war is much changed me, my life. It's true. I like transformation in my life. All my life, every day, maybe it's transformation really. But war, it's a great transformation, not only my life, in life of our people. Thanks for this change, I understand that when I war begin, I left my house with all clothes. All clothes, all things are left. I lived without anything. Only I, only my head, only my mind, and maybe only my God. But I'm in another religion. My God is universe, maybe. When you lived without anything, it's a great experience in your life. It's interesting experience. War is not good. It's yeah. It's bad. Very bad. But I understand. If I will be in positive side, not negative, because when you in positive, you are live. When you in negative, you are died. It's understand. It's really. And thanks for my God inside. Thanks for positive. Thanks for. I understand that people around very support. It's really for me. It's. Discovery. No, really. I'm 44, but it's discovery for me. Because I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe it's all for your questions.
Carry on if you want. I think something else I wanted to ask you then. Obviously, as you were saying, the war in Ukraine isn't a good thing. War in itself isn't great. Isn't a good thing. So, what gives you hope for the situation in Ukraine? Is there anything that gives you hope?
It's hope, but it's maybe not hope, it's my knowledge. Because I understand, I know really that Ukraine will be won. People will be won, and will be won not only Ukraine, it will be won all peace. Because this war not only between Ukraine and Russia, this war between democracy and dictatura, between freedom and not freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. One last question for you is: what can the churches here in the UK do to help the situation? In Ukraine?
I think at first it will be prayer. It's right. Prayer, if you want. Other things as a financial, humanitarian help, because Ukrainian people need in this helps more. Much more.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Polina. If anyone is wanting to chat more with Paulina, she'll be around after the service. Can I just say a quick prayer for you now and before we move on? God, we just pray that you bless Paulina in this time. Be with her through whatever hardships she may go through. May she know your peace. May she know your love. And may her country know your peace and love as well. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Paulina does some amazing work here, collecting aid for Ukraine and the different things that Ukraine need. For example, money for water or electricity, things that we take for granted. So I think there's a website, if we could get that up. So if you feel moved by this at all and you want to donate to the cause of aid in Ukraine, please just visit this website or contact me after today if you can't remember it, and you'll be able to donate through that link there. Thank you. Thank you so much, Paulina. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to invite Gillian and Tom up to give our Remembrance Day readings now. We're also so lucky to have not one, but two members of the Penrith Town Band here to give us the deliver the last post. So what's going to happen is Gillian and Tom will do their readings. There is a bit at the end of the reading that says, that asks us all just to say, we will remember them. So when Tom has finished reading, we will all say, we will remember them. We will then go into the last post and have our 2 minutes silence. Whilst the last post is playing, if I can ask everyone who I gave a poppy to come and place it up the front here. You'll see these poppies, they were very kindly made by our wonderful junior youth club on Tuesday night for us to use in the service. So thank you, Helen, for doing that and organising that. So, yeah, I'm just going to invite Gillian and Tom up. Thank you.
They shall not grow old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn.
At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.
Thank you.
God, we just pray that in the silence and in the busyness of life, that we will remember. Thank you. And thank you to Mike and Tamsin for coming in today. That was really special. Thank you so much. And if you want to see them again later, there is a parade going through Penrith Town Centre at 2 o'clock. Where are they starting?
Town Hall.
Brilliant. So Town Hall to St Andrew's Church, 2 o'clock, if you wish to see the town band again. Thank you so much, you two. Okay, I'm going to invite Joyce now to deliver our Bible readings. A quick disclaimer, the first Bible reading is quite a heavy one. It's from Deuteronomy 7, and like most of, or some of the passages in the Old Testament, it is quite an interesting one. I just ask that you bear with me. Thank you, Joyce.
From Deuteronomy chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you are entering to possess, and drives out before you many nations, the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites, seven nations larger and stronger than you, and when the Lord your God has delivered them over to you, and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them entirely. Make no treaty with them, and show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughters to their sons, or take their daughters for your sons, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. And the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. This is what you are to do to them. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, cut down their Asherah poles, and burn their idols in the fire. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. The Lord did not set his affection upon you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your forefathers that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery, from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that your Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. But those who hate him, he will repay to their face by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow his commands, his decrees, and laws that I give you today. So reads the passage from the Old Testament. And now we turn to the New Testament, to Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 21. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." The woman came and knelt before him. "Lord, help me," she said. He replied, It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered, Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. His disciples answered, Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves have you? Said Jesus. 7, they replied, and a few small fish. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000, besides the women and children. After Jesus had sent the crowd away, he got into the boat and went to the vicinity of Magadan. So reads the passage from the New Testament. Amen.
Yeah, I told you it was a heavy passage, right? I want to start off by asking you to list 5 films or TV shows in your head that state violence is the answer to a problem, is a legitimate answer to a problem. I'll just give you a few moments. Okay, so, I mean, you could have picked a lot of the modern films. Avengers, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, James Bond. That's just some of the rubbish that I watch. Now, I want you to do the same, but this time there's 5 films in your head that say the opposite, that say that violence isn't the answer to a problem. It's a lot harder, isn't it? Can anyone think of any?
No.
Today is about remembering. Remembering a generation that was lost because of violence. Remembering the devastating impact that violence has on this world. Remembering even all those who didn't choose to be a part of the violence, but were caught in the crossfire all the same. The sad truth is, violence is a part of our history. And we can neither defend this history nor cover it up, hiding these truths away like a loaded weapon so that they can later be found to harm someone. We all have the potential to be violent, to want to harm others in the anger or the sorrow that sometimes bubbles up to the surface. I'm not sure if anyone has heard the term red mist before, or the red mist descends. It's a term we often use in sports for when someone loses their temper and acts out anger. Now, I've played enough team sports to have seen this enough times for this to be common for me to see and to even experience in myself before. I've had the red mist come down and me lose my temper too many times. And in those moments, that's when you see the potential that people have to let their emotions control them and harm others in the process. And now that's a contained experience in a game. What happens when that's a worldwide thing? We have this day every year reminding us of what happened over 100 years ago. A day that commemorates the peace agreement that brought about the end of World War I. And yet, like slavery and racism that were once the norm in our society, violence is all too prevalent in today's world. The war in Ukraine continues. Today marks 8 months and 20 days since the Russians invaded Ukraine. And we have all been shocked and devastated by what we've seen happen as a result. And so if we were to believe that God was going to do what they did in our passage from Deuteronomy, we would believe that God was going to wipe out all of the Russians and their women and children would be shown no mercy and put into slavery. And Ukraine would become the dominant nation, all because God was supposedly on their side. To help some, is God willing to harm others? Is God a part of the violence in the world, and is violence a part of God? Or is God calling us to move past our violence to a new place, to join God beyond violence, to join God in a place of kindness, reconciliation, and peace? In today's world, many people truly believe that God loves us and wants peace for us. Therefore, God has no trouble harming or destroying them for our benefit. We find a lot of that kind of thinking in the Bible, don't we? Giving God credit and praise for our victories and their defeats. And we have to realize and recognize how easy it is for us to have that mindset that God is on our side and not on their side. Our reading from Deuteronomy suggests that God commanded Joshua to slaughter the 7 Canaanite nations, showing absolutely no mercy. Joshua should even see their young children as a threat. He shouldn't even give their young children, their little children, mercy. I warned you this was a heavy verse, right? How do we come to terms with that? But then we look at Matthew. And Jesus almost responds directly to this passage in Deuteronomy. Because in this passage, the woman who approaches Jesus is identified as a Canaanite. Now this is significant because Canaanites no longer existed in Jesus' day. It would be like calling someone a Viking or an Aztec in today's culture. And she asks Jesus for that one thing that has been denied to her, that was denied to her ancestors. Mercy. Mercy for her daughter who is suffering from a demon infesting her. And Jesus pauses. Up until now, his mission has been solely centered around his people. Up until now, they've needed so much help that Jesus only had the time to focus on them. But in this woman's persistence, he recognizes genuine faith. And hears God's call to extend mercy even to her, a Canaanite. And so her daughter is given mercy and healed. Now this next bit is quite interesting. Because he goes to a place north of the Sea of Galilee and proceeds to teach and heal a crowd of people who, like the Canaanite woman and her daughter, were not of Jesus' culture or religion. What was an exception yesterday is now the new rule. Don't kill the other, but show mercy instead. Jesus repeats a miracle for the crowd which had previously been done for his fellow Jews. He multiplies bread and fish so that they may eat. Now, in the previous miracle, there were 12 baskets of food left over. Can anyone remember what those 12 baskets represented? 12 tribes of Israel. Very good, you can read in your Bibles. In this miracle, there were 7 baskets of food left over. Can anyone guess what they might represent? The 7 Canaanite nations. Yeah, it's believed that they represented the 7 Canaanite nations which Jesus' ancestors were commanded to destroy. Matthew's version of this story seems to harbour a confession. It appears to be saying, our ancestors, led by Moses and Joshua, believed God sent them into the world in conquest, to show no mercy, to defeat and kill their enemies. But now, following Christ, we hear God giving us a higher mission. Now we believe God sends us out into the world in compassion, to show mercy, to heal, to feed, to nurture and protect life, rather than take it. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Listen to that verse again. For God so loved the world. Not for so God loved the Israelites. Or God so loved the English only. Or God so loved white people only. Or men only. It's not even saying God loved everyone apart from those who support Preston North End. Sorry, Preston. No. You see, there is no asterisk attached to this Bible verse. There are no conditions. It is simple. God loves the world. God loves you, and God loves me. God doesn't take sides. The only side that God is on the side of humanity. The side of peace and the side of love. God is on the side of creation, not destruction. But God desires justice for all. Not just us, justice for all. God takes both us and them out of injustice and in violence, and into a new way of reconciliation and peace. God loves everyone, everywhere, no exceptions. The stories of Jesus' life and teachings, wisely told, can help us imagine and create a more peaceful future. They can help us to see the glory of God shining upon a kind, forgiving, and non-violent humanity. So my challenge to all of us here today is to walk arm in arm with one another. No matter who is by your side, walk arm in arm with one another, radiating God's love to all people and moving together in a direction of peace and prosperity for this world. We can all manage that. That is doable. But we all have to walk together with God's love behind us. And then we will see peace on earth. Amen? Amen. We're going to go into a time of reflection, a time of prayer. I'm just worship team back up. During this time, I just invite you to think about how God is calling you to be more in the world. How is God asking you to promote peace and love to all? Let's just quickly pray. God, we open up our hearts now to your call. Help us to hear it. Help us to hear you. Help us to feel and experience your love. Help us even to be saturated with that love, so that that love may overflow and other people may experience grace and peace. Amen. Prayers now, and I just ask when I say, God, help us to remember, I ask that you respond, we will remember. God, help us to remember, we will remember. Loving God, you know us all by name. You know our traits and habits, you know our aches and pains, you know our faults and flaws, and yet you love us all the same. It is all too easy to feel unloved or unworthy of love in today's world. And so today we pray for all those who believe themselves to be unlovable. Remember that you love them and that they shall never walk alone. God, help us to remember. We will remember. Living God, help us to recognize and respond to the conflicts that are happening around the world today. May we not bury our head in the sand or act like it's not our problem, but enable us to realize that we are ambassadors for change and help us to answer your call, standing against violence and injustice and walking towards a more peaceful world. May we never forget the priorities we need to have. God, help us to remember. We will remember. And God, we pray for all those who have been persecuted because of their beliefs. The pioneers who are risking their freedom in other countries to bring about change and spread your love around the world. Give them the strength and the resolution that they need, and help us to never forget what a privilege it is to live in a place where we can worship you freely. God, help us to remember. We will remember. We pray healing upon all those who have been displaced by violence. May they know your peace. We pray healing on your church, God. May we see a revival like no other. We pray a healing on this country. May we see justice, grace, and peace be the priority for all. And we pray healing over this world. May we all work together and recognize the non-violent humanity you are calling us to be. And in a few moments' silence, I invite you to pray for any healing you or others in your life may need. Remember. We will remember. And now we say the prayer that Jesus taught us in whatever style or language you wish. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're going to go into, I'm afraid, our one and only hymn for today. Remember, complaints, just send them to my email address, pjsummers@hotmail.com. Our hymn today is hymn number 132, O God, Pass. The words will be on the screen, and we will also take up our offering during this time. As always, we ask you to give whatever you feel comfortable giving, but if you can't give anything, we know times are hard. Think about what you can give. What can you offer to the mission and ministry of God in this place? So I invite us to stand as we are able as we sing together hymn number 132. Thanks, John. may God bless us with peace. In the storms and the struggles, may God bless us with strength. And in the loneliness that we can all feel, may God bless us with their enduring love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless all. Just a couple of quick notices. Please be seated. Don't worry. Coffee, as always, will be held out that door and around and in the Oldswater room. So please feel free to stick around and have some refreshments. Anne McDonald also asked me to this note. There will be these leaflets. There were some people in at Friday lunch talking about accessibility access grants, so stair lifts and ramps and stuff like that. So if this is something that you want to know more about, whether it's for yourself or an elderly relative, there will be leaflets by the coffee station during refreshments. Thank you, everyone. Have a fantastic week.